Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're diving into AI content creation today. Specifically, this sales page for ChatGPT Expert Mode that you sent us. Apparently, you can sound like a pro in any niche just by using their product. So, should we unpack this?
It's a bold claim, isn't it? And yeah, the sales page really goes all in on that. Unlimited content, become an instant expert. It's a lot to process.
It really is. One of the first things that stood out to me on here was this whole expert mode thing and how it's all about these specific prompts. Have you seen anything like this?
Oh, absolutely. Prompts are huge in AI content creation. They're like the instructions that tell the AI what to actually create. But you know how it is with any recipe. You need good ingredients.
So you're saying that just using any old prompt isn't gonna like magically make a masterpiece?
Exactly. If you have a badly written prompt, well, you're going to get a badly written output. Like trying to bake a cake, right? And you use salt instead of sugar because someone said, oh, yeah, they're both white and grainy.
Ooh, yikes. Okay, yeah, I see what you mean. So these expert mode prompts, how do they actually work?
Well, they actually put some interesting examples right on the sales page. They've got prompts for SEO, psychology, even dog training, it looks like.
Dog training, are they serious?
Yeah. Let's take a look at one, see how it breaks down. They have one here for blog post ideas, all about dog training.
Okay, all right, let's hear it.
It says, give me 10 blog post titles about dog training that will get clicks. Each title should focus on solving a specific problem.
Okay, so it's pretty specific. It lays out exactly what the AI should be doing. Click-worthy titles about like common dog training problems. I get it.
And that's what makes it, relatively speaking, effective as a prompt. It's focused, there's a desired outcome. Even hints at the audience a bit by saying clicks.
Okay, so they're not just throwing any old thing in here. But then they also talk about how this expert mode makes the content undetectable by AI detection software. Is that even a real thing?
Oh, it's a real thing. And it's actually really interesting. It's like this whole arms race right now between AI content creators and platforms, especially Google.
An arms race. How
Well,
so?
think about it. Google wants to make sure that their search results are full of, real valuable content made by actual people. So they're developing these algorithms to sniff out the AI stuff.
So how do they spot content written by AI?
Well, AI tends to write in a pretty predictable way, relies on patterns and structures that's picked up by analyzing tons and tons of text.
So it's kind of like how you can tell if a song was written by a certain band because they have that sound.
Exactly. Google's getting really good at spotting those signatures in AI content. And they're not afraid to, penalize sites that use it.
Wow. Okay. See, that would make me kind of nervous if I was thinking about using this to write like website content or something.
I hear you. And that's why this undetectable content thing is so interesting. On the one hand, it shows they know that's a concern and are trying to address it.
But on the other hand, it makes you wonder if it's the right move to even try to get around those systems, right?
It's definitely a gray area. And it really gets at that bigger question of like transparency and ethics in AI content.
Yeah, there's a lot to think about there. Okay, so we've got these expert mode prompts, but then there's also this other bonus they mentioned, these content frameworks. What are those all about?
Okay, so imagine you're building a house. You're not just gonna like start piling up bricks without a plan, right?
Hopefully not. Well, I mean, I've seen some DIY projects, but yeah, usually a plan's good.
Exactly. Content frameworks are kind of like blueprints for different content types. So they give you that structure, logical flow, and keep everything organized.
So instead of staring at a blank page, you've got this like pre-built framework to guide you. That could be pretty helpful, actually.
It can be. And looking at the sales page, they do highlight some, pretty standard frameworks for blogs, emails, even video scripts.
So I have a feeling you're going to tell me it's not as simple as just picking a framework and letting the AI do all the work.
You know me too well. Frameworks can definitely help, but they're just tools in the end. They don't replace actually having, human creativity and critical thinking. It's like, well, anything really. You can have the best hammer in the world, but that doesn't mean you can, build a house.
Yeah.
You got to know how to use it.
Right. It's about that balance. The AI does its thing, but you, the human, you're the one with the creativity and the expertise.
100%.
Yeah.
Speaking of enticing promises, let's talk about the way they're marketing this ChatGPT expert mode thing. I don't know about you, but that sales page had a certain energy.
Oh, tell me about it. It's like they took every marketing trick in the book and just like went crazy with
Yeah.
it. Countdown timers, those little notifications, John from Texas just bought expert mode. And the testimonials, oh my gosh.
Scarcity Marketing 101. trying to make you feel like you'll miss out if you don't buy it right this second.
Yeah, and it's not even just FOMO, right? Yeah. They're also pushing that whole get ahead of the competition angle.
Yeah.
Everyone else is using these prompts.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's clever because it plays on that thing where we all want to be ahead of the curve, you know, especially online. They're basically saying that using AI for content is like the new secret weapon.
And they even spin it as like leveling the playing field in a way, right? Like, you don't need years of experience or to hire some expensive copywriter. Just use our prompts and boom, you're good.
Which, I mean, in a way does speak to how AI could make things more accessible. Anyone who has internet could make high quality content no matter who they are or what they have.
That's actually a really interesting point. So is this technology going to make things more equal, or is it just going to make the people who are already ahead even further ahead?
Yeah, it's a huge question, and we're going to be trying to answer it for years, I think. But for now, the most important thing for anyone looking at products like this is to be aware of how they're being marketed.
Yeah.
Don't let yourself feel pressured into something just because of fear or like a false sense of urgency.
Right. Take a step back. Do some research, and most importantly, ask yourself if this actually lines up with your own goals and what you want to do.
Exactly. Because when it comes down to it, we're the ones who decide how to use these tools.
Okay, so say someone's listening to this and they're thinking, you know what? This whole AI content thing is pretty interesting. Maybe I'll check out ChatGPT Expert Mode. What advice would you give them?
I'd say go for it. Experimenting is how we learn, right? But also, be critical. Remember, this product is selling itself as a shortcut, a way to get amazing results without doing much work.
Which, as we've been talking about, is probably not the whole truth.
Right. So don't think you'll become a content creation guru overnight just because you're using a few prompts. It takes time, effort, and your own perspective to make something really valuable.
So how should someone approach this? Should they, like, just grab a prompt from the sales page and see what happens?
They could do that. But instead of just copying and pasting, I'd say, really look at the prompt, break it down, figure out how it's structured and what makes it work.
Like reverse engineering a recipe so you understand why they use certain ingredients.
Yeah, exactly. Once you get how these prompts work, then you can start to play around, adapt them to, you know, your own thing, your voice, your style.
So it's not about the AI doing all the thinking. It's about using the prompts as a starting point to get your own creativity going.
That's it. AI's real power is in how it can make human creativity better, not replace it.
It's like having a brainstorming partner who's available 24/7 and just throws out ideas constantly.
Yeah. But like with any brainstorming, you don't have to go with every single idea, right? Pick and choose, use what works, toss out the rest.
You've got to be picky. Use your judgment. Figure out what's good and what's not.
Exactly. So, you know, experiment, have fun with it. Try out prompts in these frameworks, see what the AI comes up with. But always make it your own, you know what I mean? Put your own spin on it, your style. That's what'll make it stand out.
Because if everyone's using these AI tools, what's going to be really important is that human element.
100%. Connecting with people, telling a good story, those insights that are unique to you, that's what AI can do.
This has been really interesting, this whole conversation. It's like we're at the beginning of something huge, but no one knows quite what it's going to be yet.
It's an exciting time to be making content, that's for sure. But it's also a time to really think about it all, you know?
Yeah.
We have to ask ourselves the big questions about AI, what role it plays, and how to use it responsibly.
Because in the end, we're the ones who decide where AI goes from here. And I don't know about you, but I'm both excited and a little scared to see what happens.
Couldn't agree more. It's going to be wild.
I want to give a big thanks to you for taking this deep dive with us. It's been fascinating.
Happy to be here.
And to everyone listening, we'd love to hear from you. Have you tried out any AI content tools? What are your thoughts on all this? Let us know on the website or social media. And until next time, stay curious.